last few years we've been doing it in the same place from the beginning. So we decided we're going to go right where we were last year. It's sort of, Perek Nun Gimel is the Maral's Pirush on the Agada is written in the form of Brachim. Actually, it's part of Gvuras Hashem, and it goes with the same Brachim that the it goes with the Hemshech of Brachim. But Lamaise, it's arbitrary; it's broken up into pieces for all sorts of different types. The first one, I don't know. I don't know if you did the first page. Started with Baruch HaMakom. Where did we start with Baruch HaMakom? I want to just do about a small piece. I just want to speak on something that he said before, push it, because I think it's important. The Kudistam, Jack, help me with no example. So this one will be about that. He says like this. It says, Maisa, that they were Yeshua Mesaprim, it says Mitzarek Oysa Laila, until Tamidim came and said, I'm saying, yes, my Christian shall shakra. So the Maral makes an interesting point here. He says, what is the last half that Talmidim came and said, Rabbi say, Gius man kriyish mashal shachas? What do you need that half for? So the Maral says the following statement. He says, Kidei shal yikshe lecha, Eicho yamunim es hashenim neem biyantim. Bem is a person who can have a good shayla. How are you allowed to be mitzayas of Hayantiv? There's a famous saying from the Bris Kurov. The Bris Dominic is not to be up on Shavuos night. So they say it because it's true that being up at night is a big deal on Shavuos night. But Simcha is a derais. That's why, and since it's a tzar for people to be up late at night, or maybe early in the morning is a tzar. The Sophia Saremonia themselves from being up. So he says that Inachinami says how are they allowed to not sleep? They had such a tremendous chibuva mitzvah that it was not a tzar. They pushed, didn't feel the morning came around. The second half is telling us that it's not the pshat, they kept pushing themselves and pushing themselves and pushing themselves to be up late, but they didn't feel the time was passing. It's an important nekuda. The reason why I mentioned it is because there are a bunch of areas in the Torah that fall into that gray area of lemosh, that says by nazir. Is a nazir a chayta, or is a nazir a tzaddik? So one Gemara says is that he was mitzayer himself from Yayin, and he's also litin sadin because he's mitzayer himself from Yayin. So you get the feeling that he's a chayta because he's mitzayer himself from Yayin. On the other side, you get a feeling that he's a kaddish. And the answer is the Rama Lamosh. The Rama speaks a lot about not going to an extreme, which includes fasting and so on. So again, we know tzaddik ha'olam didn't particularly indulge in macholas and mashkos. And the answer is, hok gufa is totally hobeha. If a person is not allowed to be mitzayer himself in those areas where the Torah did not say to be mitzayer himself. If a person, fasting the Torah said Yom Kippur, so you're supposed to be nisim. Tzaymes are an inui. But that a person should be mitzayer himself all year round is something that's wrong. So if with the ask of Shaila, is a person allowed to be, does the Torah want a person to himself? The answer is no. However, certainly the darga of someone who is who is a ruchnistic person is going to need a lot less food than a person who's a gashmistic person. The Vilna Goyen is not the pshat. If a person today will do like the stories of the Vilna Goyen, he's going to eat a kazayas of bread twice a day and drink a glass of water and not sleep more than a half hour, he's going to end up institutionalized if we'll make it to there. And it would be wrong. It's because the Vilna Goyen was the Vilna Goyen. There are some things that come about machmas achiv of learning. If you get into learning, like the Vilna Goyen will get into it, food will be a lot less meaningful, sleeping will be a lot less meaningful. The same with like a kid, lemashal. A kid who's going on a trip and he's going to do something exciting, doesn't need to eat, doesn't need to sleep, because he enjoys it. the chachma is not by torturing yourself to learn more. If you're torturing yourself, you're not going to learn more. Unless a person, I mean, the Rambam is a person who's overly indulgent, has to wean himself off that. But a normal person, by being Messiah himself, is not going to grow. It's the other way around. If the person does things that are good, and then he gets into it, he's going to wean himself away from other things. So that's the pshat. If he's Messiah himself, somebody's Messiah himself al yayin, that's a dover ra. But if a person becomes a more ruchnistic person, and he does not need to be Messiah himself, he's fakert, he's being nene from his learning, from his davening, from his chesed, then it's beseder. There's a famous chiddush shavar. It says by tzedakah that a person should not be mevazvis more than a chaymish for tzedakah. So I don't remember who it is, but the chiddush shavar, a person that looks at tzedakah as being a bizbuz is not allowed to give more than 20%. But a person who looks at tzedakah as being an acquisition or as an accomplishment. So, I mean, for the car he's willing to spend more than 20%, for the house he's willing to spend more than 20%. If tzedakah by the person is this is what he wants to do, so it's only, if a person sees it as being something he has to do, okay, I just want to say, it's a small piece in the morale, but I just want to say it because it's important to say it in understanding a lot of things. Someone once told me a very interesting story. This is a person who had learned in Tells. He's older than me. I mean, not that I didn't tell us, but this person is a person I've been just dated. This person probably was about 10 years older than me. And he told me there were two bachim that used to sit up till 2, 3 in the morning learning for kiyas. Like, must meet them, 3 o'clock in the morning, must meet them. And he said one of them ended up with a nervous breakdown, and one of them became a tremendous talmid chacham. And he said, and as somebody with a fine sense of people would have right away understood, one person was up till 2, 3 in the morning because he simply loved learning. And the Mela, he was into it, and he expressed it in his Hasmada. The other person either had a guilty conscience, or he was jealous, or whatever it was, any one of a number of other factors, and he was pushing himself to learn till 3 in the morning. You can push yourself to learn a star, but you can, to push yourself to learn till 3 in the morning, then the pshat is, you're going to explode. You're not going to be able to hold on to it. It's especially a certain chinuch. Okay, the next piece is actually a very difficult piece. It's a deep piece. I guess it's the opening of this piece that we're starting with. Baruch HaMokrim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shanasim Ter Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. Kineged Abba Bonim Dibur Teira Echad Chacham Echad Rosh Echad Tam Vashem Edishan. So, I mean, put him around a second. It's a Hakdama. The Chiyuv of Sipit Yos Mitzrayim is to be Mesach HaLabonim. To Sipur Lebanov, the Torah is mechalik into four chalukei Sipur, into Sipur to Chochom, into Sipur to Rosh, and Tam and Sheni Elisha. So the Balagoda starts with Akdama, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Torah, and so on. No, it's not a tefillah at all. You're starting out with a Hakdama that there are now. Before you find him, you're going to have to be masbir. In other words, Mitchilov David Azorian is beginning to tell the child that just asked the manishtana. He just asked the shailas, and now we're phrasing every time you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're mevarach shmoi. But the thrust of it is a hakdama. You're saying the explanations are now going to be a four track explanation, because there are four types of banim that we have to relate to. Okay, the first word is Baruch HaMokim. Makshim is Loma Nosna Shevach B'Mokim Azal Nesnes HaTorah. Why are we Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave Torah? Shekineged Dalet Bonim Dibra Torah. I mean, V'yoyso Yeroy Los Yis HaShevach Shosla Mitzvah Smatzah Pes Chamor. I mean, we're saying this Arba Bonim is not a din in Torah. It's a din in Mitzvah Hayoyim. We have Halacha, we have Pesach Matzah Mora, we have Mitzvah Hayoyim on which there's a din Sipur, and b'meila we have a chiyuv to be misaf on it. But why is the shevach on the sinas atayr? One, for oid kasha lo makara oisi kan b'shem makin. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called makin? V'hava le'loima baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'ma'in ha'makim shezachan yosef. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called makin over here? For oid kasha ma'in arba bonim shuroi lo'ima echad tzadik echad rasha lo'ma chocham rasha. why does it say Chacham versus Rosh? The famous Shaila, it should be Tzadik or Rosh or Chacham and Tipish, one or two. Upirish Hamayma Zeh Acha Shehevi Kamak Godol Yitzias Mitzrayim Acha Teira. You know, he's explaining how big Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Acha Teira Ve'im Shadarka Bekami Koyma Solaharich Bekam Rosh Gufa Mitzvah. The Torah, despite the fact that it normally is mekatzer a lot, can le kotzer milahoshim kolechad mechtuv neatzmoy. Here the Torah was not mekatzer from answering everyone truth neatzmoy. So b'meila, it's a shvach on Yitzias Mitzrayim that you see how much the Torah was meirich to explain to each person a tshuva kedugmasa. So now he's going to explain the Nekuda of Mokim. Kora Hashem is Baruch Mokim, ki a Mokim by Oimid Hadova Shu Mokim Loi, because a Mokim is where a thing stands, va Mokim Oidif Olaf. We'll just read the words first, then we'll explain it. Vahu is Baruch Mekoimish Ol Oilam Nimeshu Koil La Koil, ve Nimtsa Yoitse Mimeno, ve Oidif Alem Ebli Tachlis, lechein Roi Lekoisi Mokim. Let me explain. This is a Torah Shleima, this Indian. The whole Mitzvah, it's a Medrash. Bemis, it's a Medrash. It says, Vayivka Bamokoim, Vayakoi Vavinu. It says, Vayivka Bamokoim. So Chazal say, Melamed, She HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekoimesh Al Oilam, Ve'eina Oilam Mekoimesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing with Mo'oin, Mo'oin Alekim Mekedem. It says, you know, Melamed, She HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'oinesh Al Oilam, Ve'eina Ha'oilam Mekoimesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being described as Mokim, what does it mean? It means, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place for the world. The world is not the place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Iver mean of that? What does it mean, the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place for the world, the world is not the place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The whole Musig of Mokim is the third Shar in Nefesh HaChayim, and Reb Chaim Volozhin speaks about it with great depth. Difficulty about it, because it's one of the really, really deep inyanim in its oimik. It's one of the deep inyanim in Chokhmas Apnim. That's not our inyan, this for that ivri, but Nefesh HaChayim spends the whole third shahr on it. He associates it with tefillah. I just give you an address where there, but let's try to explain it in a way that pushes. If it's a medrash rabba, it means we also have a shaitas, we have to understand it. Whenever you identify an object that exists, you must identify its mokim. No objects exist without a mokim. For instance, let's take it in the most physical way possible of explaining it. Obviously, if wherever, let's say a person has no room, and let's say a person has an apartment, he could put a washing machine in the apartment. If there is no place for the washing machine, he can't have a washing machine. Not because he can't afford the washing machine, not because he can't build it, but it needs a place where to be. That's in the most physical, crass way of describing it. Let's take it a little bit more edel, a little bit more of a finer description of events. I want to describe a person. This person is a tzaddik, he's a rasha, he's a chacham, he's a tipesh, he's a toiv, he's a ra. I can only describe it and define it when there is a background against which to describe it or define it. Whenever a person, whenever in math, you set up a table, a graph, you set up parameters. From 1 to 10, this describes this. From this state to this state, this describes this. You need to have a framework wherein these numbers will have some meaning. To tell me that something is very cold, colder, all these things don't mean anything unless I have a framework wherein it takes on meaning. So Lamashal, the mokrim for saying that it's 32 degrees outside is a framework of measuring temperature where boiling is zero. And where boiling is, I'm sorry, is 212, and freezing is 32, and you gradate it in the middle, and in this math, you get this temperature for outside. A centigrade thermometer is a framework, it's a makom where you have zero as the freezing point, 100 as the boiling point, and everything in the middle is split up. So lemaisa, there is a framework which is called the b'chinas makom. That is the outer framework of what we're talking about, of what we're talking about in terms of the metzius haklolis, and then everything has a thing inside it. Another context, in a very different way. I want to give a few different mishalim because it's important to understand that when you're dealing with musogim like these, any particular mashal is incorrect. If you get a few different mishalim, then you get some idea. If a person is in an office and somebody had a boy, and so a person goes around and gives out cigars, fine. If he's in yeshiva, we tell him there's no makom for it. Meaning, within the context of yeshiva, this is not, it doesn't exist. I'm asking a person giving out cigars for a simcha, for a boy, yes or no? So the answer will be, it depends in which makom. In a certain context, there is a makom for it. In a certain context, there is no makom for it. That is, so the b'chinas makom is always the hechetimtza that A, allows for the pratim to exist, and secondly, it is always greater than any one of the particular. That's the way in which a makom is defined. So a makom is that which allows pratim to exist, and secondly, it is a hechetimtza that by definition is larger than any of the elements. It's much bigger than any of the pratim. Every prat is only part of it. One more, just a mashal. Let's say you have gravity. There are 1,000 different examples of gravity, a trillion different examples of gravity. Each example is a metzias that exists within the framework of the law of gravity. So the law of gravity supersedes any one particular example. It's bigger, but it's what allows for each one of the particular phenomena to happen. That is the idea of makom in a very physical way. Let's move the step forward into the inyan of Chazal speak about. In the tefisas olam of a person, there are two ways of being tefis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one tefisas olam like a guy, that the pshat is there's a big world outside, and there are a lot of things you have to work, and you want to have loads of fun, and you have to pay taxes, and it's important to spend time with your kids. There's a whole range of activities that are important. Religion is one of them. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a place, you know, there's a place for God in everybody's home, and, you know, there's a time and a place to give him his fair share. You know, we owe him so much, and so on and so forth. That's a tefisa of a guy. Which means like this. The makom is my life. Within that context, religion is very important. God, and even though God is powerful and mighty and wonderful and tremendous, but my tefisa is that the makom is my tefisa of the Metzius, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fits into that world. That would mean that the Olam is Mekaymesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Within a world that there are intelligent people who have a moral sense, there exists a God who is important, very important, tremendously important. That's one tefisa of it. That's the tefisa of a guy. The tefisa of a yid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekaymesh HaLoylam. There exists nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed for a personal existence to take place within that context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it means that a person is physical, has physical needs, has physical nisyonos, and challenges, and so on and so forth. But all of that is a portion within the overriding world of godliness it's of a likus, there's a portion that ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. Ke'ilu, we exist, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of allows himself not to be seen by us, and v'meila, we're capable of leading what we would call a personal life without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is Hakem. The big picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Metzius is the way we perceive it physically, emotionally, is a corner over there. Let me try to bring it down a little more practical with Nagia. And Nagia in everything. A person can walk around with the following attitude. Listen, life has a lot of pleasures and enjoyments. Let's enjoy. It's good. Let's It is important to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us. At some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us. At some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do, are all going to give us pleasure. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. There are a lot of ways to be frum and to be taifas. But I still see it. The overriding framework is me feeling good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a very important factor. But again, at some point, you rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking over everything. I mean, it's fine. He has the opening, he has the earning, he has my money. I mean, like, just a little breathing space, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's sort of a bit of room from... I remember as a kid, so obviously as a kid I grew up in an environment, it wasn't yeshivish exactly, and learning never comes. There's always something more pleasant to do than learning. So, and I would look at quote-unquote with horror at, you know, this, you could be more frum and more frum, but okay, so fine, like in camp. So morning is learning, but then the afternoon is only for patching around. Okay, so then they snip off a little bit for Seder, and they snip off a little bit from lunch, a little bit from the evening, but like, and you keep watching with horror as that free hole is shrinking, and you say to yourself, okay, maybe there's some big tzaddikim that can learn all day and really torture themselves, but like, you know, I mean, the answer is, in the Tfisas Olam, it's the opposite. A person's Tfisas Olam has to be, the makayim of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing in the world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing else has meaning in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Metzius. Adonai Olam, Asher Malach, Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, V'ach Nekechleis HaKoy Levadi Himlech Neira, means, it doesn't just mean that someday there'll be an apocalypse and everything is going to be burnt out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the only one in the world. It means at some point everything else will become meaningless. We will perceive it. Means we're going to be part of it. There was nothing. We're going to perceive that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the question is, yes, but a person has needs. A person needs to take to relax. It's definitely a human need. A person needs to speak with someone. A person needs to eat. A person needs to exercise. A person needs to make parnasa. All of those are correct needs in the framework HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But there, fakir, there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything a person is doing has to be done within that context of where does it fit into the picture. But each thing, if it has a place, fine. If it doesn't have a place, it doesn't have a place. The tefisa becomes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoymo shel olam, or the olam is mekoymo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're dealing with two radically different min hakotzo lakotzo. Someone told me something here, and I was very impressed by the person's perception. We were speaking about what I spoke about Lava Malka over there in the Potomac, and the person asked me, does that mean that everybody's living 25 hours a day? And I said, bad, you're not. Most people can't live 25 hours a day, either because of parnasa or because of emotionally or mentally. Most people are not cut out for that style. But I told him, 25 hours a day, your mind has to be occupied with what should I be doing then? It's not that you give an hour, two, three, and then you finish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fakir, you have a burden. Since the only Metzius is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your burden is, what should I be doing myself? Relaxing, if it's a conscious decision, it's fine. But it has to be the real decision that I can't go on without taking it easy now. I need an hour, I need an hour and a half, I need 2 hours, I need 10 hours. But it's a real weighted decision. And so this person told me, you know, he says, I think it's easier to learn 24 hours a day than to keep it in mind 24 hours a day. And he's right. It definitely is true, because even the person who's a tremendous masman, he can do a lot, to have that perception that but life is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very difficult. But it's the emes, for us, that's the pshat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekoyim HaShalaylam. Is the framework within which the world has meaning is called the Makar, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tfisa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's less Hasar Panim Minei, there is no place in the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is peaks everywhere. It means everything Be'etzim is another Ayyuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is only, and the question is, what am I? How am I supposed to put my individual nekudas into it over here? Where am I supposed to earn panasa? Where am I supposed to take it easy? Where am I supposed to exercise? Where am I supposed to dab and learn? But that's a merachak otzum. It's min hakotzer lakotzer to the tefisa where ha'olam is mekayem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's a big world out there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most central element of it. The person is really, really true when he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most central aspect of the world. But that means the world is the outer framework, and you're pinpointing a specific nekudah. That's exactly the kfira of Ha'olam Mekayem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the exact opposite of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.